Welcome back, everybody, to Finding My Perfect Awkward. And this week, I'm kind of surprised that I haven't had an episode with just her yet. But Marie, aka Radio Fam, I'm kind of sad that I have not had you on, just you.
Yeah, it's always been like a group thing, but that's totally fine.
It has been just a group thing, but now it's just me and you, and I'm so excited about it.
Me too. And I gotta say, I'm super impressed that you just come on like doing an intro and all that. Like I definitely do not do that with mine because I'm like, I always feel weird with like the other person.
You know what's funny?
Just gotta go into it.
You know what's funny is that I used to not, but I used to super go hardcore into editing each episode, but it would make my episodes only like 20 minutes long. And then everybody was like, no, we want more. Like, we feel like you could have kept talking. And I'm like, well, there's more, but I edit the crap out of my episodes. And I would add the intro, would add the outro. And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to put it in here. It's, you know, there's little planning anymore with these because I stopped editing so much. So we just have a conversation and it is so much better. So
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. It's so much better. Yeah.
So you're going to learn your rhythm.
Exactly. So before we started recording, I actually am a little late, and it is because I got something in the mail today.
Ooh.
And I am very, very happy about it because I've been waiting for it. Our friends Carla Marie and Anthony have a brand and have their own merch. And for the holidays, they had, for a limited time, they had all of these merch pieces, and I got a black beanie that says, "You look great" on it. And it is my favorite thing in the world right now. It's so comfy. And you want to know what I was doing? I was having my own little photo shoot.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love
which is why my ring light is on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was having my own little photo shoot.
Oh, my God. You'll totally have to put it up and tag them. They will love that. And it looks great on you. You look great. It looks great on you. I got my orange one in the mail today.
Did you get it? You got it? Yeah.
I did. I love it because it's like, not quite like neon orange, but it's like, but it still kind of gives like that construction worker vibe without being like obnoxious. So
I saw that one. I saw there was a purple one that I kind of want, but I went with black because it goes with everything. And yeah. I want to listen to my podcast, Purple Crew Neck from your shop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm kind of like trying to match everything together. If you that see where I'm going. Sense. Yeah. Uh-huh. I kind of want to like match everything. I don't know.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And it's gonna be, I'm excited for when you wear it out and if people like say stuff to you, know that you look great. Like, I'm excited to see if anybody says anything to you.
Yes, it's gonna be so cool because a lot of people aren't gonna know like what it is, but they're gonna see it and be like, oh, you look great. Well, like, yeah, you do. Like, you look great.
I feel like it's the new, have you seen the people wear the shirts that say be a good person? I don't know if you see that one around. It's a Denver brand, so I see more people here. But it's fine, like it's kind of starting to get a little bigger now. So yeah, so a lot of people have, it's kind of the bold letters too, be a good person. And I feel like you look great is like the new be a good person. There's like an airplane or something else.
It's okay, it's fine. They wanted to make a guest appearance. It's fine.
Like, what does that sound?
No, but yeah. It is, but it's like all around the, I'd say country, maybe even world. I don't know. In different countries, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they said they got a couple out there. Yeah, like Germany and a couple other places. So, yeah.
That's insane. But I totally get it because they're awesome. And I can totally see their brand being in other countries.
Yeah.
But you too. I mean, like, oh. I'm sure you have, like, the brand is all across countries, not just
it
you.
It is. Yeah. I think that's what's kind of crazy about it.
It's. But like we've talked about this before, radio is such a small world that even if you're in a different country, it's like you know somebody that knows somebody that knows of somebody. Like it's all such a small world that it's like
A lot of them have similar problems to us, some, you know, with like management
problems. Everybody
can
relate. Everybody can relate, right?
Exactly.
It's so crazy. But and we all like, so I know a majority of the people that I know either through you or Sean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean,
I mean, I think that goes, you know, that's big into just the whole social media and video. I think combining both is like, you know, a way to connect. And then the video part, how you can actually like see and build the relationship. So yeah, you know, it's not the same as being exactly in person, but I sometimes feel that with the pandemic that like we wouldn't let have made, I wouldn't have made as many and as quickly, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and like social media is such a huge thing in general, like in any industry, it's so prominent to get advertising out there, to make a brand of anything for anybody. So to use it as a tool to not only make a brand for yourself and like, or make a brand for whatever industry you're in, but to also use it to connect with others in the same industry is like mind blowing.
Yeah, it's like a way to just like, hey, I can make friends this way online. People that have a similar interest to me.
Yeah, and you don't have to go into a private chat. You don't have to go into like, oh my god, like like Yahoo chat? Is it AOL chat? Yeah. Which is like, to be honest, like I'm not old enough to be using those references, and I had to think about it for a second, but.
I was gonna say, wait a second.
I was alive. I was when they were popular and still going. I was maybe 5-ish, yeah, like in the single digits. So like it wasn't. Facebook didn't make its full peak and like full, you know, knowing until I was 12.
Yeah,
I was alive.
And I feel like, and there's right. And
even, everybody hates me. Everyone's like, she's too young, she needs to stop.
But I mean, you think it kind of, I feel like it just sort of evolves, because you know, yeah, you have like the chat room aspect of, and they may not be as instant, but I always feel like things like those forums and everything are kind of like that. They're just like a little slower. So like now they're, you know, it's like Reddit now, you know, that's the big one. But back in the day before that, they just used to be random forums that were just kind of all over the place, and some of them are still around, but Reddit seems to kind of be like the new version of that. But like I do like that, because you can kind of get like that real conversation of like people, not just like a fancy written article. It's like people are going through like the same shit, so I'll just like Google something and type Reddit at the end.
that's true. Speaking of evolving, you have evolved. I know a little bit about your past and about your present, but I know that right this second you're not technically in radio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually quit my radio job back in April, actually. So
okay,
yeah, I think right around the time I saw you. Okay. Yeah, and that was after I've been working in radio to some capacity, employed by a radio station since 2006. So this was the first time, like, in that many years that I did not have an official radio job.
2006. What were you doing when you first started?
I got into promotions at a country station in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're from the Northwest.
Yeah. Yep.
I totally forgot. Yes.
That's right.
So you're from Seattle. So you got your start in country, and then where did you go? Did you go from promotions to programming? Did you like work your way up in promotions? Like, what did you do after?
That's actually the funny part, is that I just kind of like stayed in like promotions, it seemed, you know. So I just did it part time. It was funny because it was just like a new station that was in town. And like I said, they were a country station, and they made country cool. And like, you know, they just were out there like trying to like, you know, just be the fun markety new thing. And I was like, man, that looks so fun. And like, I didn't know like the stuff, like, you know, the marketing side behind it and like the whole theater of their mind thing. So I always like tell people they were doing this like the big promotion that caught my attention was that they were having like a quest for 1 million listeners. So they wanted to get to 1 million. And they, so it's like, for example, like, you know, you would call in and be like, hey, like I converted my mom and my brother and my sister to listen to The Wolf. So they'd be, and you know, myself. So they'd be like, great, that's four. And they tally it up, and they were acting like they had like a bunch of volunteers, like taking calls and like taking these tallies. So like I made like a fake sign for my truck and put it on the back of it that was said, honk if you listen to 100.7 The Wolf. And because like, oh yeah, because I called them and I was like, hey, can I come like volunteer up there? Because they said they had volunteers, and they were kind of like beating around the bush and like wouldn't let me essentially. So I was like, well, I'll be my own volunteer. So that's what I did. And I would legit like drive around with my windows down and playing the station. And I would, and people, I don't know if they always like read it or just honk just because it said honk, but I would get like a few and I would call into the station and be like, I got 8 honks today.
Ah!
So eventually, like while that promotion was going on, they had there was a remote happening. So I drove my truck there and I was trying to win Supercross tickets. That's what they were giving away there. And the promotions people saw my truck and they were like, oh my gosh, like you should apply to work at the radio station. And I was like, okay. So they hand me this flyer, you know, and I wasn't sure because, you know, I lived like in Tacoma. So it's like 40 minutes from Seattle and they ended up hiring me. And so then I only just worked there for like a summer. And then I went to Colorado Springs and that's when, I didn't have a job out there, but I knew there was a brand new country station that had just started there. So I was like, well, I know mm-hmm. how to work in radio, you know? So I called them up and I was like, hey, do you need any promotions people? You know, I did promotions in Seattle and they did, you know, so, and they said they were, so I was doing, it was like, you know, part-time, full-time. So basically, you know, they would have me as many hours as I could get without giving me benefits, really, you know, so.
Yes.
Good old radio.
Yeah.
So I did that for just 4 years but I had like the best time there. Like that was the smaller market that I worked in, but I thought it was so much fun. I thought that there was more opportunity for someone like me, like to, you know, especially in promotions, you know, you got to meet like, it's like, you know, we never really got to meet necessarily like people at their peak, you know, like unless it's special mm-hmm. occasions, but you always met either up and comings or like has-beens.
Which is kind of the best thing. Like if you, especially if you meet up and comings, you're like, oh my God, I met and interviewed or saw her before she was anything.
I think my top two were our Taylor Swift was one, and that was in Colorado Springs. And that was when she was still like 17 at the time. And I remember we were having her at a country bar and the whole thing was like trying to make sure that we could get her fans in and her and make sure that it was okay since it was a bar, you know, and she had young fans. So I remember it just kind of being like a thing, but like she was brand new at the time. So there was that one. And then when I got to Denver, so I was in Colorado Springs for 4 years and then I went to Denver after that. And I was still in Colorado Springs when this happened. I forgot. I went to go see New Kids on the Block which we had tickets to that. And it was so funny because we were sitting there and they were like, oh, Lady Gaga's opening for New Kids on the Block. And I was like, oh, cool. The girl that sings Just Dance, you know, and we knew that was the song. Didn't know what she looked like or anything like that. And I was watching and she opened and it should have like all she had was like these neon like screens behind her sort of thing. And, you know, just like the one outfit, I think, and the dance, you know, the choreography. And I remember just like watching her and being like, damn, like there was like she just had like a presence on stage. And I was just like, man, this chick is awesome, you know? And like the record guy like comes over and he's like, hey, do you want to meet Lady Gaga? Like after that, we're like, sure. And like, she was so like the badge she didn't even have her own custom badge yet. You know what I mean? I think it was like New Kids on the Block, like, you know, something like we didn't even say Lady Gaga on it. And we're like, okay. And it was just like so nonchalant. And we like went to like this back room and like met her, you know, and she's got like the, you know, when she signed autographs for us and she's got like, yeah, the crazy things on her head and the crazy outfit and just, and then like, you know, she blows up like a few years later and now it's fucking Lady Gaga. And I'm like, holy shit. That's like the
coolest one. So it was like Stephanie before the Gaga.
Right. Seriously. I mean, amazing. Had no idea what she looked like. So that's cool. You know, and again, those were out of Colorado Springs. You know, we got some of those. I feel like I didn't get as many of those opportunities in Denver. But there were more of those like artists that come through that are like the country stations, you know, they do the radio tours. So there's a mm-hmm. lot of people. So it's funny, like I think one of the people that had come through early on was like that Walker Hayes, like I think the guy that's on that, you know, that Applebee's song that everybody yep. has the dance. Yep. And that's him. And I'm like, I met him like 10 years ago.
No, it's awesome because a lot of them want to do that too. Promote their brand, promote their music, and that's the way to get their face and name out there. So absolutely, I mean, it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like for sure.
Sometimes it's sad when they're like really good and then you like never really hear, like that person was awesome and you never hear from them again.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder why that is, because like if a lot of people think they're good, you would think that they would be the ones to blow up or like blow up also.
I know. I always wonder if it's maybe like a marketing thing on like the back end, or, you know, sometimes they're talented, but if they don't have the right marketing behind them, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So funny thing that happened today. So this week, yesterday, I put up a Christmas tree in my office, right? In the place where I work, in the lobby. And this Christmas tree, so on the box it says it's 7 feet tall, right? And it is. Okay. It's 7 feet tall. Okay. Fine. But it's very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tiny tree.
Oh, they call those something, right? Like the thin or whatever they call them.
I don't know. Like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, but taller. So it's just very tiny. But it's tall. So I was like, you know what? When I was first putting it up, I was like, you know what? It just needs to, you know, the branches need to be separated and it needs to be like, it'll be fine. It'll be so fine. Okay. And then this PD comes out and he's like, this guy has so much energy, right? Loudest guy in the room. Always, right? He comes out and he's like, Kiro, why is this Christmas tree so tiny? This is so adorable, but oh my God, you need to put it in a different corner. You got to do this. And I'm like, yo, what do you want me to do?
Right?
This is the Christmas tree I was given. Yeah. This is like what I have to, if you don't like it, you get another Christmas tree. Okay. Like, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. And he's like, it's just so scrawny. It's so tiny. So then other people chime in, right? All throughout the day today, this PD is asking all these people, what do you think of that Christmas tree? Hey, you, so-and-so, what do you think of this Christmas tree? Right. So he's doing this all day. And these people are saying, oh yeah, this is hi puppies.
I swear they always do that at one point when I'm doing this. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, and a couple people, somebody comes up and is like, hey, that's a discount tree. And then somebody else a little bit later on goes, oh, no, that's just a pandemic tree. We've been through a pandemic. Times are tough. Oh, my God.
Is it like the one that's in storage that they pull out every year?
Yes, but it's not the one that they pull out every year. So there wasn't one last year because there was a pandemic and barely anybody was in the office, right? So nobody was coming in. They didn't really want to do that. But then the years prior to that, they had somebody who had a connection to real Christmas trees. So every year they would bring out a real Christmas tree from this connection, right? That person no longer works in the building. So now we are connected with nothing except for the one that's in the garage. That is a 7 foot scrawny Charlie Brown tree. Well, I didn't know I was going to get so much crap for it. And then I'm told, oh no, it's just a pandemic tree. No, a pandemic tree would be nothing. A pandemic tree would be like, you know what? Imagine a Christmas tree standing right there. That is it. Like, use your imagination. That's a pandemic tree. Okay. This has white lights on it. It's cute. You know, it's adorable. It is a little skinny, but at least it's tall. You know, you can see it. Yeah. It's fine. I was like, you know what? If you don't like it, I will just turn it. I will either take it down and we have nothing and I'll buy myself an actual Charlie Brown Christmas tree and put it on my desk and nobody can have it. Or you can buy a Christmas tree. I'll take this one down, put that one up, but you have to buy it.
Exactly.
Like, it's insane. I don't even have my Christmas tree up in my apartment yet. Mostly because I can't find a place to put it.
Yeah.
But I don't
know how to line up. Pre-lit tree too? Like a little.
It is pre-lit. However, it's not like pre-lit by the manufacturer. It's pre-lit by my mom.
Oh,
and I just
nice.
Left the lights on. When I moved in, it was New Year's Eve when I was moving. And I had it up for 2 months after that because I could not find a place for it. Marie, it is behind my bed. I'm pointing to it like she can see. It's behind my bed in a big tub with the ornaments just laying on top of the tree kind of in a box, but not some of them are not even in a box. And then the blankets are neatly folded and put on top of it so that you can't see it. And then I put my nightstand next to my bed to hide it. I could not find a place for this Christmas tree. I did not have a box for it. It was in storage. And I was like, you know what? Next year, I'm just, it's staying in the tub. But now I kind of want to put it up because it's white. It has these like really nice colorful lights. It's very cozy. All of my ornaments are Disney. I walked it up. So cute. But I have no space. I live in a 400 square foot shoebox, and I don't know where to put it.
Oh, I totally get that. It's like you need to keep that one in storage, but then have like a little mini one. Like that's what we have, like one that just sits on the desk for right now.
Yes.
But it's more so because our last place was, we had 14 foot ceilings and we lived there for 4 years. But in the last year, I was like, you know what? I've always wanted a tall tree. So, you know, and ours was kind of getting like busted anyway. So I was like, I'm going to go to Costco and get that tall ass, you know, 12 foot tree or whatever the fuck it is. So, oh, I don't know if we cuss on yours.
You're fine.
So I get the tree. And so I was so excited. Like I have like a picture of me and it's so big and it looks amazing in there. But then of course, like our landlord, you know, after Christmas was like, hey, you know, we're selling the place. So we had to move. And I'm like, and it's like, you know, we move pretty quickly and it's harder to find places that just have tall ceilings like that. So our place like doesn't fit the tall tree, but I'm not getting rid of it because I just bought it. You know? And I was like, in my head, I'm like, I'll live somewhere again that has a tall ceiling. So for right now, we just have the ones on the desk. That's what we did last year. But I'm like, yeah, I'm super sad because that thing was awesome.
You know, what's so funny is that one year my mom, like, so at the house that I lived at before this apartment, we had really tall ceilings. Right. And so, but we had maybe a 5 foot tree. And then, one year we had a like 6 or 7 foot tree, right? Taller.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to, like, it was open space. So it was kind of hard to find a place, but like eventually we did and it was beautiful. And then we got rid of that one. And for whatever reason, the year in between that year and the year that we got the one that I have in this tub, it was one of the ones that so it's a ring and then you pull up the ring and it's a 4 foot tree that's a pull up. So it's definitely fake, obviously, but like it's like blue and silver and you
it's
take
like a cone.
Yeah, it's like a cone, but you pull it up and then you hook it onto the top, like a little bar in the middle. And it looks like a Christmas tree, but it's blue and silver, like plastic little things with stars in them. It didn't look cheap, but it's obviously not a Christmas tree. It's like a pull up. I don't even know.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't even know where we got it, but it's blue and silver and I have no idea what happened to it. I think my dog tore it to shreds after, which I do not blame her because she hated that thing. But it didn't look right. Like it did not look like a Christmas tree and it didn't feel right. Like, I don't even know.
It's like, and then we got this tree.
Yeah. It was just like, if you go to a remote and you have the pop-up banners.
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was the pole was in the middle. Like that's literally what it was. Yeah. It was terrible. It was great.
Yeah,
it was great for the time. But like looking back, I'm like, I'm so glad we got this new one. And it's beautiful. It's white and it has different colored lights.
I feel like they make the other one because it, like, when you pack it away, it's just like a disc pretty much, right? Like
it's just a disc.
Store. Yeah.
Yeah. They sell it in like a really tiny thin box.
I guess if you're trying to save room and you need something, I've seen people on the wall do like the or like the wood ones where they make out of like pallets or whatever, and they'll just make like a wooden tree that they like put on the wall, and then they'll put like Christmas lights on it and stuff like that. So if you're into like
cute.
That rustic kind of look.
That's cute. You know what you know who they make those things for? They make those for people who live in studio apartments.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to invest in one. However, I love the Christmas tree I have right now, but I just can't. It's as tall as me. No. Yeah. It's a little shorter than me, but it's puffier. It's like, you know, fluffier. It's so pretty. My Disney ornaments.
Yeah.
Do you have, so you don't have a tree. You just have the one on your desk. Now, do you have more than one?
Tree. Well, it's funny because it's two kind of combined together to make like a thicker tree, because it wasn't very it was kind of a not so impressive tree either, but when you kind of mold the two of them together, you get a nice thick girthy tree.
Girthy, that's a
girthy
word.
Tree. Girl. And I have a bunch of stuff around it to like make it look festive, you know what I mean? Like I have like a, you know, like a little sleigh, and then I have a couple of like radio stations. They're like fake radio stations that, like, you know, you can turn the light on and they look like the station's on. That's for Christmas.
Cute.
Yeah,
That's so cute.
I want to collect them.
You're so crafty. No, so question for all of your merch stuff. So
yeah.
For anybody listening, if you don't know, you should know. But if you don't, if you go to theradiofam.com, correct? Okay. It's all of, there's a lot of merch and there's a lot of cute stuff. Do you create all of that like from an idea from scratch and then just have it like replicated, or like how do you do that?
Yeah, like so far I think all of them have been, yeah, all from me, just like random stuff that like, it's when I was learning how to put the merch together, like kind of what people, you know, I was trying to learn from a bunch of people on YouTube and, you know, go down a rabbit hole, and kind of the thing they were saying is that, you know, especially if I'm not like a graphic designer per se on my own, that, you know, and especially because right now the text tees are big. I mean, you know, you look great. Like a lot of people wear statements on their shirts and things yeah. like that. And the whole point was that those are easy to do, you know, because anybody can really make that if you're, you know, decent at putting the text, you know, and aligning it to look right, and then and getting it on the shirts. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a super. So that's why if you look, you know, like they're not, there's no like really crazy designs in there right now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool because it's like I see people wearing that and, you know, and putting the stuff on there. And I just like think of things, you know, I try to think of like think like sayings, you know, like on the beach. I have one that says on the beach, and then I put like little waves cute. On it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm just trying to like see other things that I like I'll copy some things, like I like there's one in there that says radio and chill, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, okay, like
I you know? Love that one.
Yeah. Yes, or copying it. How people, you know, like they do the lists thing. So I think like the one like they have the girl modeling, it's like oh, something like red wine, something, and radio, you know, some like the list of like things they like.
Yes. And you have like the checklist one where it's like single, oh. married, or in the studio or something.
Yeah.
It's
single taken or in the studio. And I've
single
seen
single taken in the studio. Yeah.
I've seen memes that are similar to that. So like, that's what kind of like inspired that idea. So some of them are like inspired off of other things. Or, you know, some people have like told me certain things to put in there, like, hey, you should add this shirt. Like, or some people be like, do you have this one? And I'm like, I don't, but I do now.
That's awesome.
Really easy and you, to do.
Yeah. And you can just create it on the fly and like being like, oh yeah, but like it's available now. Like go do it now. Which yeah. I've done before. I asked you about a crew neck for the radio and chill one. And you were like, no, but it is now. Or like the crew, which one did I ask you about? It was, I think it was Radio and Chill. And I was like, I don't see a crew neck. And you were like, no, but it's existing now. Like you can go now. It's there now.
Yeah. Cause it takes a minute. Look, like, cause each thing I kind of like, I'm like, yeah, with each design, when I make it, I should go in there and do the t-shirt, the crew neck, the tank top and all of them. But I get like lazy. So I just, so all of them are in t-shirts. So I try to get in there and every now and then and replicate them on the other things. But then sometimes it's more like you and they come in and say, hey, I can't find this on that. But then at that point, it only takes a second because I already have the design already done. So I can just upload yeah. that onto the thing. It's just a matter of actually doing it. So, so yeah, I've done that a couple times actually.
No, but I love it. I love your brand and I love like everything you've done. I mean, even I know it's like networking and I know it's like, you know, social media, it's like, and social media is a love of yours. You've said it time and time again that you love how the internet and social media and anything alike is what is like what you love, because it's so you get to talk to a bunch of people from around the world. Right. And you get to connect with all these people around the world. But like you do that for other people, too. Like, you've connected other people to meet other people. You just did it with me and Nina.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Which is yep. insane. Or like Chris Cruz. When I met Chris Cruz from Camp Broadcast, he connected me with Kyle King. And then oh, yeah. all of a sudden, Kyle King is on Free For All. And I'm like, oh, my God, I knew Kyle King before Sean did. And now Sean and Kyle are like bromance, right? And like they're like right. boyfriends, right? So it's so crazy that it can start from one person connecting somebody with somebody and then it just blows up to something even bigger.
That, yeah, even the, what's her name? Hannah, because like McCall randomly like told me about Hannah and was like, hey, she's just like, you should check out this girl, Hannah. And I was like, oh, weird. I'm not following her already. So I had been following her for a few months, you know, and then me and Sean did the, you know, collab with the Free For All and the Meet the Fam stuff. And she was, and I just knew that, yeah, she had a podcast and, you know, would get on camera and stuff like that sometimes. Hannah! And then it was like, Yeah, and then you guys were like, we're like virtual BFF and know each other through podcast too. And I was like, oh, exactly. You do. So then she comes on the show.
That was that's another one of those. Yes, absolutely. So we met at Camp Broadcast and she's the sweetest. I mean, you know, she's like the sweetest human alive. Like not a bad bone in her body. But like she we were talking for a couple of months and then she's all of a sudden she texts me and she's like, I'm gonna be on Free For All next week. Like, what do I need? Or like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're gonna be on what? Like how really? Like, oh my God. And in my head, I'm like, I know this is Marie because she was just on Meet the Fam. Like, we're all connected. This is so cool.
Yeah. And Lux is another. Oh, I know she hasn't been on in a while, but she was one that came from that promotion, but still showed up. And actually, I just connected. I sent a message last night and connected Carla Marie and Anthony with John and Angie since they're out in Seattle now.
Yes.
So I was like, look, they didn't follow each other or anything like that. And actually Anthony reached out to me and was like, hey, if you like know them or whatever, like you should tell them like we're, you know, around to help and stuff like that. And I was like, yes. I was like, you guys are all good people, so you should know each other. So I sent them all in a message and I was like, just so y'all know, you guys are all awesome and you guys should all know each other because you all live in the same spot. And like, here you go. So yeah, new friends. So cool.
I mean, and they're also talented, all four of them, but I am so excited for John and Angie to move to Seattle and start the whole new chapter. When Angie moved...
You've known them for a while, huh?
Well, and I... Well, so they both are... they've been in Vegas before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Angie is from Vegas or she just lived here for a while, but I knew Angie for a long time through Sean. Mm-hmm. Because Angie's like a P1 for all of the radio stations that I used to work at. Uh-huh. And so she was trying to get a job at those stations and everything. And she was good friends with John, who also happened to work at the station that I used to work at, or mm-hmm. that we both used to work at. And so like Angie and I got really close really fast because of Free For All and because of Sean. You know, we saw each other all the time and we talked all the time. She's like, she became like a big sister, like you and Sarah me, like a big sister right away. Right.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden during the pandemic, she's like, I'm moving to Boise. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like she had just gotten a job at the station that I had, I had just been let go because of the pandemic. And so had she, but like 2 months later, not even, she had gotten this job in Boise. She's like,
I didn't realize it was that the timeline was that way. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So she had just gotten a job part-time at the station that we had gotten let go at. We got let go. And then like a month and a half later, she had a job. But I think it was like a long time going because her and John have been friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they click so well. I mean, obviously, but they click so well. So I, you know, that was inevitable. And she was like, yeah, I'm moving to Boise. And I'm like, excuse me, you're doing what? During what? Like during this time, you're doing what?
Yeah.
And she upped and moved her life in a month. And that was it. And like the rest is like, she went from no radio job really to part-time job kinda to mornings in Boise and now mornings in Seattle. Like she blew the hell up and rightfully so because she's so freaking talented. But that's like a lot of people. Like a lot of people are so like Carla Marie and Anthony, they're not even like on the radio right now.
Right.
But they right. But they're so talented and they still do this massive show with a massive listenership. And like they're so freaking talented. Like it's just so cool to see talent do so well.
Especially when they're like nice people. Like, and I didn't know John and Angie per se. Like I knew John, like he had followed me with the Radio Fam for a while, and I remember him in Vegas, and I remember, so I think he used to interact and I couldn't remember her, so like I don't, so again, so that's why the timelines, it's like she all of a sudden was there, but I guess I always just assumed she was around, so that's funny that I'm like putting it all together. And but then I was like following her and I knew she like kind of knew you guys and all that stuff, and I always assume like, okay, people that you guys are interacting with that you guys like must be good people. you know, and I was following her, and then like I've told her I love her like Instagram stories. Like, she's just so like raw and funny. And like, one that like stood out to me specifically when she's just like pretty much like, I know I'm gonna be bleeding soon because I'm emotional about everything. And then a few stories later, it's like, yep, I'm bleeding. And I was like, I love it that she just doesn't give a fuck. So like,
yeah.
And then I got to meet them, you know, it was kind of brief, but I got to meet them at Morning Show Boot Camp, and they were just like so like warm and kind in person too. And like, mm-hmm. it's nice when like people feel like they're warm and kind over the internet, but then when you meet them in person too and you get that same like feeling. So then like after that, I was like, I like them a lot.
Like, exactly. That's with, I think, I'm trying to think. Yes, every single one that I have met in person after meeting them online, like through you, through Sean, have met my expectations or exceeded.
That's like awesome.
As warm and as kind and as like funny and energetic as I thought they were or more. And it's like a perfect example. We met, Sean and I met Chris Cruz and Anthony from Colin Marine, mm-hmm. Anthony in person.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, I think. 3 weeks yep. ago, something like that. Totally exactly who I thought they would be, if not more. Like, they're so funny, so energetic, so kind, so uplifting. Like, they hyped the hell out of us. And I mean, us them. Like, in us them, we met them and we were like, excuse me, like, you're Chris Cruz, you're, like, Anthony. Like, can you... Wow. Like, you're standing in front of us.
Whenever I share information, like I'll share information that they, when they talk about each other, because sometimes, you know, they don't want to tell each other. So I tell them. And it's also like one day I was like sharing something with Sean recently. He's like, we just all circle jerk each other, don't we? I was like, yeah. So then the other day, like somebody had said something like about him or whatever. So I was sharing it with him and I was like, hey, are you ready for your weekly virtual hand job? So this guy said this about you. But I'm like, well, but sometimes it like makes people feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I've shared stuff like with Sarah sometimes that people say, and she's like, oh my God, I needed that right now. You know?
Yeah, no. And it's awesome. And Sarah, another one, such good people. Another one that I met in person and totally exceeded expectations. Total. Oh my God. Love her. But no, and all of these people, like, there's no real ego. Like, there's a joking ego, maybe, like, I mean, like, oh yeah, I'm the shit, but like, really, I'm not, type of thing. But like, they all really don't have any ego. Like, Sean, perfect example. Yeah. Sarah too, Chris too. Like, they're all perfect examples.
Yeah.
They don't just, like, you see it from Sean every night. He doesn't have, like, he's the shit. Like, he is so talented. He does all of the, he multitasks like a MF-er. He is so, like, he uses all of his talents for good, and he helps everybody, even when he works 28 hours a day. He does, like, all of this stuff. And at the end of the day, he's like, what more can I do? Like, what more can I do for people? How can I help you? Here's this to help with that. Like, fundraisers all the time, partnering with Nick and Kristen, who, mm-hmm. by the way, like, I really want to meet in person too, because I'm sure they're going to be the exact same way. But
like, planning to have them at Morning Show Boot Camp, so
hell yeah. Which I am so excited for too, by the way. Side note, I am so pumped for that because I am 100% going. It is like in stone. He there's like no ego. Like, he wants to do more for others, even after doing, you know, 28 hours of doing work for others. Like, he mm-hmm. just wants to give more and more. And that's something, like, they all, like, everybody that I've met, including you, like,
mm-hmm.
you all do it. You all want to give more to others. You all want to work to make every, like, us all better. Mm-hmm. Everybody can, you know, can grow and learn with each other and be good together and, like, work well simultaneously. Carl and Marine Anthony took their community with them to something not radio and, like, is building more on top of that. Mm-hmm. Like, is going beyond what they already built, which was a masterpiece already. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just, oh, I could talk about this all day. It's so, like, refreshing to see such talent be so good and such good people.
Yeah, and I think that what I keep saying now too is like, you know, because of social and because we're able to uplift each other and find good people and do that, you know, it's going to be these that, you know, again, like having John and Angie in Seattle, like that's a win, you know, like having Eric Ferguson in Chicago, you know, who's sexually harassing people, not a win. So the fact that he's gone, it's like, it's going to be good, you know, those type of things getting exposed, I think, because there's not that many jobs left. So we don't want mm-hmm. the Eric Fergusons there. We want the Carla Marie Anthony's. We want the, you know, we want all these other people. And it's funny that you were saying in all the like, oh, you guys are the shit, I'm not the shit. And I was actually talking about this with Chris Cruz when he was on my on the podcast. He's funny because he's like, because it seems like everybody to a degree, especially in radio, like everybody's very talented and everybody has imposter syndrome to a degree. And so he's like, maybe if we all 100%. Think we're not the shit, we're all the shit. You know, he's like, if we all think we suck, then we can like all be shitty together, but we're actually all really great.
You know, everybody like, I've met hates the sound of their own voice. Like I absolutely despise, like I don't like editing my podcast because I have to listen to myself talk. Like that's where my hyper editing came from, because I just didn't like to hear myself speak. So I'd cut out all of me. I was literally like, I was like, I talk too much here. I need to cut it out.
It's like right now, that so many rape people say that.
Well, and like right now I just caught myself doing it. I'm like, oh, I talk too much there. I'm going to need to cut some of that out. Like I literally just thought that to myself, Jesus. But like, it's so crazy because we all hate the way that we talk, and like, we hyper-analyze and we are our worst critics to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But like when we go to analyze somebody else, not analyze, but like go to listen to somebody else, or when we go to, you know, admire somebody else, they're perfect. Like everybody else is perfect.
But even some of the biggest stars, I guess, in radio will have, you know, sometimes have these insecurities. And that's why I've been like kind of encouraging people more that like, hey, if there's somebody that inspires you in the industry, just let them know. Even if you think that, you know, they're just like, oh, too big, like, you know, they're fine, whatever, slide into their DMs and let them know, you know. And like Chris Cruz had said, like, you know, if they don't respond and they read your stuff and they don't give you the time of day, then fuck them. You know what I mean? Then they're not as great. And, you know, that sometimes happens to people, but for the most part, everybody's really cool. I mean, like Carla Marie, I felt like I was like, sliding into like a dude that I had like crush on. Like I went in my notes and I wrote, before I even messaged her, wrote it all out as a draft in my notes to say the perfect thing to Carla Marie, because I was like, she's a big radio person. I don't want to fuck this up. Like, and I just wanted her support to know that, you know, because again, a lot of people thought I was like a dude or whatever behind the scenes. I wanted her to know that like this was something I was going to try to take to the next level, but that I was like a female behind it, and like I just really admired her. So I just like wanted her like support. So if she saw me doing stuff, I wanted her to know that, yeah, that's some chick doing that, and I think that's awesome. So I like wrote it all out, and then I remember like said to it, and I was like all sweaty. I was like, she read it. I was like so nervous. And she got back a few days later because she was like, I knew that her and Anthony were like camping and stuff like that, so I knew that like she would get back right away. And then she finally did. And it was just like, and she was like so nice about it. And like, you know, and then obviously, and that was like a little over a year ago. And now it's like, consider a friend. Like I text her all the time. And like, so it's just like, and has developed into this thing where like we help each other now with stuff. And I just think that's so awesome. And that's why I like kind of this network thing, because as we learn too, and none of us are expert at all of it. So it takes, you know, all of us that are helping each other to do the things, you know, to have the better video, to have the better microphones, to have the, I mean, I look at even like from your, when, you know, I'm not even a streamer and how much like my stream has changed from the first time I'm on it. But like, when you look at the video of us first meeting, even your stream's completely changed and it looks all professional and, you know, compared to like when you first started. So it's just kind of cool to see that growth. And that's why I'm saying, even right now, even if though you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm still newer and I'm not doing all these things yet, I do see that you being, you know, okay for the future, because first of all, you're aligning with a bunch of other talented people that, you know, can help, that again, we're helping each other through this process. And you are like already getting comfortable being on camera, doing the stream. I mean, the fact that you've been able, that you have, you're finding my perfect awkward Twitch stream, and that you're able to hop on and do that, that's a huge thing, because there's not a lot of people that can do that, especially females, you know. That's why I've been like, Sarah, keep doing it, you know what I mean, because they're just not. So the fact that you already just have that leg up while you see so much of the industry just isn't, that's great, you know. So I think that, yeah, you're gonna be fine, you know. I do believe you're gonna be one of those people that are gonna be the future of radio, because you already get it and you have that passion for it too. Like, you're not just there like, oh, with the ego, I just want to get on so I can be the big star that's da da da, you know. Like, you have the passion also for wanting to build communities and help other people. And so you may not think you're the shit now, but you're the shit, Kira.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Oh my God. Well, leave it to Marie to like hype everybody up though. You are like the ultimate, you're not the ultimate networker. You're the ultimate hype queen. And it's like,
insane. But I do it for people I believe in, you know what I mean? That's what I always say too, is like, and you know, to other people, like when I've like hyped Sean up and stuff like too, I was like, I don't want to be annoying and like sound repetitive. I was like, but sometimes, but I see, you know, you see when the people are kind of like losing steam and you're like trying to be like, hey, like I see it. And because I'm telling you this because I truly believe in it, not because I'm throwing you words to make you, you know. So, you know, so that's why I like to, you know, pick them out and be like, that person's the shit.
Speaking of which, and speaking of Sean, we recently worked on a project together and it turned out perfect. It turned
out great.
So well. And I don't mean just the project. I meant like the outcome of the project turned out perfect. Yep. So for people who listening who don't know, on Free For All, I surprised Sean with a video of everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of our, you know, regulars, sharing how much Sean has made an influence on them and how Free For All has made this huge impact on a community and how it's built, like he's built a family, and it made him cry. And I am so proud of this. I'm not even like, I'm proud of the project, you know, because I put work into it, and you know, you need to be proud of the work that you make, but I am not even so much as proud of that as I am at the fact that my goal was to make this man cry. Nobody has seen him actually shed a tear. When we did the Free For All get together to watch Back to the Future in the theater, he almost did, talking about, you know, the community and like everybody getting together. And he was like, oh my gosh, like we have like 50 people, 60 people in here. And like, oh my God, like that's crazy.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I was like, you know what? If he almost cried then, I got it. I got it. I almost had to make it like a memorial, but I got it.
Yeah. It's fun. I saw it too when I was watching. It was literally because I was watching, and it was hard because he was in the, like the little bubble. But I noticed, you know, he's like leaning back and, you know, and he's watching the pictures, but it was specifically when Miz comes on and starts like talking, you know, so it was the first person actually starts vocalizing how they feel. And I saw him shake his head right when he did that. I was like, he's crying right there.
It was so great. But you help so much because you help keep the secret. And then I mean, like I said this too, to the people who were on that stream that day. All I did was put it together. Like, you helped keep the secret. You organized it so that Sean would get those specific people on without knowing what was happening. And all the people are the ones that sent in. You put in most of the pictures. Like, there is a lot of pictures. They all sent in videos. You know, everybody else is who made everything. All I did was put it together and put some music under it. Like, you guys really, really, really just put it together and actually are the ones that made it. Plus the fact that, like, there are so many people that have been impacted by Free For All anyway. It's kind of hard to get everybody. Like,
oh, yeah,
exactly. I was like, it's already at 7 minutes. Can we, like, I could go on with putting everybody in here.
Well, I think it was a good idea, too, that you, like, cut, like, from the videos that even from that, you cut, like, the, you know, meat of even those and put those in the video instead of just letting the whole things ride out, you know?
Well, yeah, and, like, a lot of people, like, even with mine, I think I put too much of mine in there, but, again, worst critic. I was not, I asked, like, I was telling you, I was going to say ask Marie, but like, you're Marie. But like, I even told you a couple of times, I was like, do I have to put myself in here? Like, it's a minute, it's too long. Duh. I don't need to put myself in here. Like, I could just tell him, hey, yo, Sean, by the way, you rock. Okay, bye. Like, I don't need to be in there. But like, you can tell the main point everybody was trying to say. Like, you could, when I watched each video, you could tell what, you know, what the main emotional bit was.
Yeah.
And
that he's a selfless person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, selfless person, gives, gives, and gives 28 hours a day, but he still has time for everybody and, like, gives advice. That's what I wanted to capture, and I'm so glad he cried.
And, you know, it was great because it didn't even feel like 7 minutes at all. Like, it went by, it was like, the flow was so good. And that was the thing, like, that's what I thought was funny, too, is that the song started playing and it captured him so well that he didn't even have time to question, wait a second, is this a copyrighted song?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Let's not talk about that, because I don't know if they could, like, go back to it and be like, hey, that's copyrighted. But also, I'm so glad, because we made a boring version.
Yeah.
We made a boring version with boring music, and it was just not good.
Yep. Yeah, totally. Like, it's like, okay, it gets the point across, but it doesn't have the same feel. Like, it had more of, like, because of that type of music, it's like, yeah, it was, like, chill, but, like, it felt like, yeah, like, those stock videos, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, okay, like, you can tell it's, like, that type of music. It's like, damn it. But
no, it's like one of those things that, like, if you take out the music, you can't tell the difference. Like, it was just not good. Like, you might as well just leave no music, or, like, just tell them in person. Like, there's just
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
that was great.
It was awesome. It was awesome. He deserved it. I mean, if I could, like, if I can make that for everybody, like, Carla Marie Anthony, like, their brand.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, her brand. Oh my God, Sarah, her brand. Kyle King, his brand. Jesus. Yeah. He had more viewers the other day than Amaranth.
Oh yeah, I sent him that screenshot actually. Yeah, because I woke up that morning and I was like, yeah, he's always at, she's, because I follow her, so she's usually just always at the top of my thing. Amaranth is just always at the top. But then the other day I was like, holy shit, Kyle King. And it worked out because it was like, she happened to be streaming in the morning. So she didn't, and it was like a holiday or something like that. And she didn't have her usual like double digits. You know, she's usually got, you know, 10,000 or something like that. But yeah, she was only had like 5 or 6 or something. And I think it sucks because the one I sent him was the 9,000 one, but there was at one point where he hit 10,000 and I took a new screenshot. I don't know where it went, but he had 10,000 and she had whatever. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, you gotta screenshot that. And I love that. In her thumbnail too, you know, she's got like no clothes on or whatever, pretty much. So it's just like, he's like, I need to take my clothes off.
Well, and that's another thing too, with the going back to the ego thing. I told him the day before, I was like, okay, King of Twitch. Like we were like joking around or something about like Twitch streams or something. We were talking about, I don't know, something. And I was like, okay, King of Twitch, like you need to calm down. And he was like, not even King of Twitch. Like, you need to shut up. And then that comes out the next morning and I'm like, I told you, King of Twitch, you have more viewers than Amaranth. You need to calm down. Shut up. You're take the title. Take it.
It's so, and it matches so well. Kyle King of Twitch. I mean, hello.
Right? King of Twitch. Kyle King. Like, it's see? Right? I know what I'm doing.
Totally. It's such a brandable name.
I love how there are some people that like go to certain people and they're like, but what's your real name?
Right.
Right? Like, there are some people that are like, oh, yeah, no, I totally thought that was your name. But then there are other people that walk up to somebody and they're just like, yeah, okay, but, like, what's your real name? Like, is your real name Sarah? Is your real name Kyle? Is it, like,
yeah.
And they're just like, yes.
Some people have, like, the born radio name. So it's like, well, so, yeah, I'm only Kyle. So Kyle's is not, Sarah's is not. But then, like Sean Tempesta and like my friend Dan Hardy, like I think they have like radio names that they're just like kind of born with.
Yeah,
you know,
they have, well, and like Sean Anthony Tempesta, like that just he could use the entire thing,
right?
And it would be fine.
Exactly. Like,
it's blows my mind. Me, I was not blessed with that. I did not get the good name. I got Kira. Kira's good. Kira works. Even Kira Kathleen for socials, even sure. Kira Smethers does not flow right off the tongue like it should. It's just
right.
You know,
do you go by just Kira on the air, or do you go by Kira Kathleen on the air? What do you
on the air? Go by Kira. You know what's funny though is that so I've recently gotten into sports, and when I do sports things, a lot of the different hosts that I work with use Smethers when they talk about me.
Okay.
And I obviously have no control over that because they just talk about me with whatever, you know. And I'm like, that's weird to me because all the time before now, I've only used Kira, or like on socials, I only use Kira Kathleen. So like to hear my last name is very strange to me. Like, how do you know my name? How do you know my last name? I never told you it.
Yeah.
Why? Why? But it's, yeah, they, but I personally, like, as, like, just on air, it's just Kira, because I haven't decided what I want to do yet.
Yeah, if you want, that's what I had wondered about some of the people with, like, a one name thing, like, if they're, just because of the branding thing, like, okay, like, is there a name to add on the end? Because, like, even, like, with Anthony, so, like, when I interviewed him for the podcast, it was, like, it's Anthony, from the Colin Marie and Anthony show. But if I just say like Anthony by itself, at least with Carla Marie, you could be like, oh, okay, it's Carla Marie. Or again, like, is that like Sean Tempesta? So it's not just like, it's Sean, like right. DJ Sean, you know what I mean? So like, you know, luckily there's not like, it's not like you're like Sarah or like, you know, or like a Michelle, you know, like, I don't know, like a ton of Kira's in radio. Not that I kind of like can think of.
I know,
but,
yeah, a couple.
But then I always wonder.
But like, there's a lot of people who like, I know of a Kira on the East Coast, but it's Kira Lou Who.
Oh, really? Instead of like Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah, it's Kira Lou Who. Like, that's so cute. Like, that's adorable. I love that. I love it. So
and
I have
too early enough where you can kind of play with some variations of.
I'm trying to think of what I get. Like, when I worked at the last station, I had somebody that told me to use Knight. Like Kira Knight.
Kira Knight. Oh yeah. And so like Kira Knightley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and I'm because they're like, see, like you're in Vegas, Kira Knight. Knight, you know, Knights. And I'm like, That's kind of cheesy. I don't know if I like it, because like Knights, but also like Kira Knightley. That was
well,
I was
and you can even spell it like
the line.
You can spell it like Knight, like the hockey team.
Yeah, K I it would be K-N-I-G-H-T. But it's just, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I like it. But at the same time, I don't know anything else to do. So I've just used Kira Kathleen for anything that I need two names for. And then anything on air, I'm just like, hey, it's Kira. Like, it's just Kira.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, even like the letter. Like, I've been telling Hannah, we were like, stop just going by Hannah. She was Hannah B, you know, obviously. But then when she got her on air job, she was just calling herself Hannah, because I guess somebody else had B on there before her. So me and my other friend that were listening to her were like, no, keep using the B, because there's other Hannahs, you know what I mean? So you already were Hannah B before you got the shift. So just keep being Hannah B, you know?
Yeah, that's her brand. Like, that's, she needs to run with it, of course. Question, have you ever been on air? Are you ever interested in the programming side? Or are you, like, obviously you thrive in anything that you've done behind the scenes, but, like, are you interested in anything programming, production?
I thought I wanted to be when I was younger, just because like I did actually schedule music probably like so my playlists were just like, it's like I would organize, I wasn't even trying to be like a radio station, but in my head each CD I knew held about, you know, 21 songs, so I guess it was like a clock in my head. And I would like organize, you know, I'd like take my list of songs that I just had, you know what I mean, like, because you know you didn't have like an infinite library back then, just like a ton, and I would organize them by like, I'd put like all Kenny Chesney songs, all Brad Paisley songs, and I would organize all by artist, and then by like, you know, if they were female or if they were like a slower song, and like, so I was putting them all in these categories, and then I would spread them out like just like a radio clock, only because I didn't want a bunch of the same songs to be all back to back. So I used to just like, I loved making playlists, and I would listen and make sure they flowed right, and was just really into that. So I feel like, so I always kind of thought once I got into radio that I was going to go down the music director and programming route. Honestly, now though, like, first of all, I didn't want to, once I got into it, it was like, oh, I don't have to deal with like the record reps and like that whole thing. And then like now the music, there's just so many options, and like that it's like, I don't even like making my playlists anymore. I actually love that Twitch has Twitch DJs, because they can just, they play a lot of the music that I like, you know, and they just mix it all together and I don't have to like think about it, you know? So that's, so it's interesting to see how that's changed. But yeah. So then on air, like a bit, so in Colorado Springs, there was like, for like a week, we're trying to put together a morning show. They put like me and the front desk guy on with like some other dude who came from some like really small market. And I already just had like a bad feeling about him, but like I was only on there for a week. And like, I was like, it is not worth, first of all, getting up this early for me to deal with this dickhead, because he was a dick. And like, I just was like, nah. So like a week after the show, I was like, I'm not doing this. And like, I was like, not that interested in being on air anyway. And then, yeah. And like, but I would get on, like, I didn't mind. Like, so like if somebody wanted to talk to me on the mic, like I'm not, no problem doing that. Like I'll co-host something, no problem.
Yeah.
And then there was only one opportunity in Denver, and it was just more like cool to say, really. It's just because like I was like friends with the morning guy, and his co-host was out on vacation for a week. So he asked if I wanted to co-host for a week. So I was like, cool, I'm co-hosting, you know, Denver KYGO for a week. And it's like, didn't really matter. It's not like I wanted to be on the air, but it was just kind of cool to say that like I did that.
Yeah. Otherwise,
no, I really like behind the scenes. Like I love like marketing and just making other people look better. Like that's why it's actually been hard to like come out and like let people know who I was, you know, because it was just like, I'm not trying to sell a brand, I'm not trying to sell a show, like, you know, like I'll just be over here. But then like, you know, as it's becoming its own thing, I like need to go out and meet people, and I'm glad I did. That's why I've been able to connect with people, like, you know, John, like I said, I always tease, again, John, tease him about, you know, because again, he thought I was somebody that was, yeah, some dude or whatever. And he had reached out to me, and funny, because I like tell him, I was like, there's a lot of like those TV radio guys that like, I feel it's rare to find ones that are like cool like him, because their egos are just, they're just like a different breed. So I wasn't sure. I saw that Sean was like the TV guy, so I was like, I don't know.
No, so he just has the big head. He doesn't have that, like, the big ego. Yeah.
Right. Just and I wasn't sure. Yeah, like his head, you know, because like the headshot that was like way too fancy for what like he needs to have right now. And so like, and he had that one forever. And then I'm like, where was I going with that? Sorry, lost train of thought. oh yeah. And so then when I like kind of let people know who I was, like I reached out to him and was like, and was somebody that I added to my personal account, and was just like, hey, like, oh yeah, because I had seen him. That's what it was. Is again, it's so cool how it all just like connects together. But I saw that Nick had, you know, Nick Steele had him on his like how to radio series about video. So when I saw Sean on there, I was like, oh, I was like, he doesn't seem like a douchebag. I was like, he seems really nice, you know, whatever, based on the video. So after that, I was like, when I come out, I'll add Sean to my network. Then I added him, we talked a little bit, and then it was, you know, within a month there that he was like, hey, do you want to come on the free for all? You know, and I was even like, oh, does it happen every day? Like, I didn't know that it was all, you know, every week or all the time. I just thought it was like once a week or twice a week or something. And you know, and then right there, and then it was just, you know, a month later, because so this was like, you know, oh yeah, because I'd seen him on Morning Show Boot Camp and everything like that too. So it was like September, October, you know, and then I met you, what, like November. So it's been like a year now of like knowing all you guys, you know.
Which is crazy, by the way. Oh yeah, you had mentioned that you it was like a year. I saw that on Facebook or something that you showed, you shared a memory. But yeah, it's just so crazy, yeah, because the first time that we met, the way that Sean introduced you to us is like, still is just so crazy to me, because he introduced you like a celebrity, which you are, you know, in a way you really are, to all of us. But he introduced you like you were a celebrity. He goes, Kira, guess who this is? And I immediately, when I pop on, he's like, Kira, guess who this is? And I'm like, I who is this? And he goes, this is the Radio Fam, like, you know, on Instagram. And I was like, yes, of course I know. Of course I know the Radio Fam on Instagram. What, like, who doesn't? Of course I do. Oh my God, nice to meet you. Like, fangirling. And you like did the same, not like fangirling, but like you shared the energy where you were just like, oh my God, like, this is so exciting. Like, this is so cool. And I find that so awesome that you were able, like, you match energies, and like, you hype people up, and you share our hypeness to where it's like even more exciting to see you or to meet you, depending, you know, and it's just, oh, you're awesome. But like to first meet you a year ago, first of all, a year ago, wow. But like I still remember the exact conversation that happened.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When we met, because it left such an impression.
And I love that he has it written, and since it's streamed, you know, there's like a recorded copy and.
Yeah.
And that's awesome to like look back at that memory. And like I said, you know, that was about a year ago that we met. So it's so cool to even be what's come, you know, that I've, you know, been on the show a few times, you know, like Sarah's a regular guest. We got to meet you guys in person. Like, it's really cool. Like all that's happened in a year, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I told Sarah, we definitely have to go out in the spring again.
Wait, what? Your internet's crap.
I told Sarah.
Oh, or maybe mine.
I told Sarah we need to go out in the spring again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you both have to. Make it just a more than yearly thing, preferably. But just make it a yearly mm-hmm. thing. Just come out every year.
I'm thinking. Right. Like a tradition. Especially because I assume the free-for-all will have another, like, get-together, you know, for...
Well, and we wanted to do one for when Jackass was coming out, but then they postponed that, I think. So then we didn't do it, because we were going to do one in September when that was initially supposed to be in theaters again. And it didn't happen. I think they postponed it, or something happened. But, no, I mean, I can't wait until August, because we're all going to be in the same place at the same time.
I know that's gonna be so exciting. And then again, how it works out perfectly again, that I was like, Kira, I was like, I think Kira would be good to help, and it didn't even like click at first with Hannah. I was like, oh, Hannah, I was like, and she helped last year. I was like, they'll be the perfect ones to like help out. I was like, they're friends already, so like, hello.
I'm so excited, and I am so, which when this comes out, I don't think many people know, but you asked me to help with Morning Show Boot Camp, and I was, you know, planning on making it work to where I could go anyway. And so like to help behind the scenes and to actually like help with the actual event blows my mind and is more than I can imagine. So thank you, first of all. And second of all, I'm just so excited to just meet everybody and then see you again. Oh, so excited.
Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. And like, I wanted to have that like Radio Fam feel and to, yeah, you know, and get to have the Chris Cruises, to have the like, Carla Marie and Anthony are going to be there, like to have all those people just all in one. I'm just thinking like that selfie that we're going to have, the epic radio selfie.
Yes.
Way better than the Ellen DeGeneres one.
Yes. Can we break the internet like that one did? Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Get Miz out there.
I hope so. He said he was going to last year.
Yeah, it's like a train ride away, so, you know, him and Chris Cruz can hop in from Michigan. And...
Right? They better. My God. Right.
I just put that together, that they're both out in Michigan.
They are. Yeah. Well, and then you had Sarah in Ohio, so then she's moving, or she moved. Mm-hmm. So now Miz is like, oh. But, like, at least they have, like, he has Chris, but he's like, oh.
Yeah.
A little buddy.
Right, exactly.
So Marie, you have your own podcast. What is the name of it? What is it all about?
It is the Radio Fam podcast, and you can just actually, if you just go to theradiofam.com and up in the menu, this says podcast, and you drop down, you can either watch it or listen to it because I put it on YouTube. And it's funny, it started because it was supposed to be just it wasn't supposed to be a podcast. I was just doing video. Saw people doing video clips, and I wanted to have, you know, full length videos and have them go up. But I just was like, I'm not like a radio interviewer, and like, I don't know how to, but like, I couldn't wait around for someone else to like get interviews and do these things. So like, I had to like figure it out. And again, I was going through the whole, well, I don't have the right stuff. My shit doesn't look good and all that. And again, talk to good old Chris Cruz, you know, and he gave like the hype talk, you know, between him and Kyle, and just kind of like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be, you have to just start it or else you're just never going to get it. And he's right. Like, just like we talked about the stream changing, like my video and my audio from when I first started are very different. And it was really just as I'm editing these videos, I was just kind of me. I was like, you know, I was like, I know, like, not everybody likes to watch video, and some people have like the fatigue of just too much video. A lot of people listen to podcasts. So I was like, so I'll just rip the audio from the video and throw it on a podcast and see if people listen, you know. And just, so I was like, I had my friend set it up. I didn't even check the analytics, nothing, just like threw it in there. And then I'll cut an intro now for it. You know what I mean? Like, the video is a little different, but like the audio one, I'll sit and say an intro and give, you know, here's what I'm talking to, da, 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 da. And it goes in, and even that sounds different. Like, I have like produced pieces now, like, you know, so when you first open it, you know, it's like the Radio Fam podcast, theradiofam.com. Psh, you know, it has like sound effects now. And like, it sounds like more official. And so now that I've gotten in a rhythm, it's been so much better, because now I edit the videos better, because like, I know like kind of the subjects that I'm looking for each time. And then I think now, and then I've been able, like the first couple podcasts I did were really long, but I've been able to like cut them down to be a little more digestible, because we were just kind of like all over the place, because that's how it gets, you know, when you're talking about radio stuff. So I try to just pull out, you know, a couple subjects and then do that. But I really like to use the video clips that you've been seeing circulating from those videos to keep using those to promote the video and the podcast itself. And it's weird. People are listening. Like, I had somebody come up to me at Morning Show Boot Camp. That's what was so bizarre. And when I gave her my marketing stuff, she was like, oh, are you Marie? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I listen to your podcast like every week when I'm scheduling music. And I was like, what? And she's like, in market 200 something or whatever. And I was like, just like, wow, it was so surprising to me. So yeah, I have a little handful of listeners that are actually there.
Well, I'm not surprised in the slightest. Obviously, because like, I could totally, I mean, you, again, you thrive in behind the scenes, but you also, like, as you've seen from this episode, you know how to talk and you have stories, and like, and we've talked about radio this entire time. You know radio, you can talk radio, and
especially with other radio people, you know,
with other radio people, like, exactly. So yeah. I can totally see it, and I'm so happy that you decided to do that. Where can people find you by yourself? And then, of course, you know, there's the Radio Fam everywhere, but then where can people find you?
Oh yeah. It's funny, cause I struggle with that, because I am so private. So as you know, I know you've given me shit about it, that I have like a bunch of different Instagrams.
You have like 50. Yeah.
I know. First, some of it's cause I have ideas. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm going to go make that a thing, you know? And then I just don't have time to make them things. Then I have this thing where I'm just like, you know, I don't really want to add a bunch of people that I don't know. So I had started like a second Instagram, but then I'm like, I don't want to manage that one. So I started a Twitter too, because I'm like, so probably the best place to add me is just on Twitter. So it's Rerun, but it's REERUNNN. So REERUNNN. I'm on Radio Fam, the Radio Fam everywhere else. You know, I mean, I post there all the time, but yeah, between Radio or Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, I'm not there. I don't have enough subscribers yet to be able to be found by / Radio Fam or followers. But you just go to, honestly, if you just go to theradiofam.com, that'll take you everywhere.
Thank you.